Consistency. That's the biggest thing. There's so many agents that will have a good idea and start doing it, and then they just don't keep up with it. And so much of our business doesn't happen overnight. It's years and years. And that's what I think what the public doesn't see. Sometimes they think, oh, real estate's so glamorous and these people make so much money, but really it's so hard. And I think consistency is where it's at. Years and years of just doing what works and making sure that you don't fall off doing it when you just get busy.
You are listening to Sarah DeWolf, a top agent in the Quad Cities area, selling over 132 homes without ever cold calling. In this episode, we break down how to build a sphere-based business, the client events you want to consider, and the secret to getting more client reviews online. This episode is for anyone who wants to keep growing through consistency, systems, and client relationships.
So the question is, how do entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and experts scale to create a massive business all while having fun and impacting lives? Welcome to The Raquel Show. I'm your host, Raquel Quinette, business coach, real estate entrepreneur, investor, wife, and sports mom. This podcast will give you real quick tips, strategies, tools, and inspire you to help you play bigger in business and in life. Are you ready? Let's grow to the next level.
Welcome to The Raquel Show. This show is for entrepreneurs who want to play bigger in business and in life. And as many of you guys know, I love bringing people who love to play bigger on the show. And today I have a very special guest who I have had front row seat to her growth and had seen her grow in so many ways these past few months. She's a top agent. And last year she had helped 130 to families as a solo agent. I know what you guys are thinking. The kicker is she's never cold called a client. And today she is going to be sharing how she's built a massive business that truly aligns with her lifestyle. And outside of her business, she is a wife, a mother of two toddlers, and owns another business, which is a lumber yard. And as a real estate investor who has a portfolio of long-term and short-term vacation rentals, welcome to the show, Sarah DeWolf.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have this conversation. And I know the people that are listening right now or watching this on YouTube are thinking, how do you do it all and help 132 families without cold calling? So let's dive into your business.
Okay. Sounds good. So I take things just a day at a time. Real estate, of course, is ever changing and every day is a little bit different, which makes our job so fun and so exciting, but also can be challenging. So I got my real estate license in 2010. So this is my 14th year. So none of this happened overnight, but it's a lot of consistency in 14 years and just doing things that work. Things that don't work, I stop doing, but I'm willing to try anything. And I guess just switching up where you're advertising, what's working, what's not. And as technology and the world change, just making sure that you're adapting to those things.
Yeah. And so you've built a referral sphere, you know, really client relationship business. Walk us through what you've done in the past that has created that consistency, that has created that longevity in your business.
Sure. So I am a second generation realtor. My dad was managing broker of my previous brokerage for 20 years. And so I was so lucky to learn from him every single day. And the two biggest things that he taught me is that customer service is a lost art. And if you create raving fans, you're going to have a great business ahead of you. And so that's what I've tried to do, is really not just get to the closing table and say, okay, thanks, enjoy your new house. It's really building relationships. And what I've always said is it's so fun to have your clients who then actually become your friends. And so I've been lucky enough over the years to create these awesome relationships of people that tell all their family and friends about me when it's time to build a house. And so it's really just going above and beyond, I would say, what our normal call of duty is.
Yeah. So let's break that down for some of the people that are really listening. What is going above and beyond? Are there systems in your business that you're like, when you look back, there's no way we could have done what we've done in 14 years without this?
Sure. So really, I try from the very beginning, as soon as I have the contact with, let's say, a buyer or a seller. With a buyer, for example, I'm going to have a buyer's consultation, which sounds so 101, but there are so many agents that don't do that. And when I sit down with them to, of course, discuss their wants, their needs, I'm updating them on the market, what to expect, what not to expect, And it makes our deals go so much smoother, because a buyer jumping into a market like this and then asking for repairs or something like that, they need to know what to expect and what's normal in our market. So starting there and then just building the relationship from there. It's never, ever about the paycheck. It's about what they want, what they need, and the relationship with them. So I guess there's several things along the way that has always worked, but I've never cold called. And that's just because I've been able to work my sphere with doing client events or mailers or things like that, that just touching base with them. And it's not your typical postcard. I try to do things that they will keep, like a grocery magnet list. Or in Iowa, we don't have a professional football team, so it's the Iowa Hawkeyes. So every fall, my clients look forward to me sending out the Hawkeye magnet. We know football's here. So just consistency and year after year doing the same things to touch base with my sphere and my now friends.
That's so awesome. And you said something about client events. How often are you guys doing client events? And then what's that one client event that's probably a staple that you know that you can look back in your 14 years that's probably given you the most referrals?
So at my previous brokerage, we would do what was called a pumpkin day, and clients would come and pick out a pumpkin and just events for kids. And that was really fun. Now I've been trying to focus more on maybe two or three just really good events every year. And a month or two ago, I rented out a movie theater, and over Christmas, we watched Elf. My clients brought their friends and their family, and I was able to see them. We had a photographer there and a videographer, and just letting them know that, hey, even though you're not in the market to buy a house right now, this relationship still continues. And so please come and enjoy the popcorn and the movies and all the stuff. And so that's probably been my new favorite, is the movie theater one. And that's one for sure that will continue every year.
Oh, I love that. Now, what would you say, if there's a lot of people coming out of the business and a lot of our audience are real estate agents, a lot of them have been struggling in this recent shift. What do you think has made you stick out in such a competitive market like the Quad Cities?
I would say just the amount of times that I'm touching base, and communication is key. The biggest feedback that I've heard people complain about, let's say a house was listed and it didn't get sold and they came to me next. I always ask, why do you think it didn't sell? And the number one thing that they tell me is that they didn't have good communication with their agent, that their agent just simply wasn't checking in. And even in a market where, if we switch to like, you're not getting showings every week, it's still so important to be touching base with these people twice a week. Of course, we can't create buyers out of nowhere, and marketing is key and all of that. But sometimes you do everything you can and you're still not getting the showings. So just over the top communication and touching base and what's selling, what's not selling, and just constantly updating your client through the market and what's happening, I think is a big key factor for me.
Yeah. 132 clients is a lot to serve and to keep in your head. Are there any special tools or systems or apps that you and your team uses to keep it all together?
Yes. Trello has been my new best friend, thanks to you, Raquel. And so within my office and my assistant, we have a board and we keep track of everything on there. So if there's little things that I'm forgetting to do or need to do, that's on my Trello board. I also have a real estate app that's local to the Quad Cities. And so it's similar to a Zillow or a realtor.com, but just local to the Quad Cities so that my clients are able to download that and search. And then, of course, I'm not selling their data back like Zillow or realtor.com is, but it's a way for me to see what houses they're looking at and what they like, because from there, I'm able to get a feel for what they might be looking for in the event that I hear of a new listing coming soon.
She's the real deal. You guys heard it. She's got her own app on the Apple Store. So you guys got to check it out. So you had mentioned something about, you sometimes speak to clients that the first time their house didn't sell. Are they calling you because you're everywhere in Quad City, or is there something special that you do to get in front of those people?
I try to advertise in several different places, and I'm switching it up year after year on what's working, what's not. The last year I had a billboard on a very busy intersection in town, and I got a couple sales from it, but it was more just people seeing me over and over again. And between social media, the billboard, normal advertising, any place that I can sponsor a little league team or something like that, I try to do it. I think the more places you can be, the better.
I love it. You had talked about offline about a letter that has generated you 200,000 in commissions. Let's talk about that. What's that letter method in your business? I'd love for you to share it with our audience.
Sure. So it's in 2010, it was a much different market than it is today. And as a brand new agent, it was hard. And I thought, what can I do? I didn't have a lot of money to spend on lead generation. And so I created this letter that is an expired listing letter. So every Tuesday, I go back 1 week on our MLS to see what listings didn't sell and expired. And I send them a letter. It's very 2-3 paragraphs, not very long. I mail it directly to them and I handwrite on the front of the envelope because I don't want it to look like it's coming from a robot or something. And I pick and choose. So I don't send every single one because I can tell on some of them why they didn't sell. But expired listings are a great way to advertise because they want to sell their house. And for some reason, it didn't. People's circumstances change. So it's not always. But one thing I've noticed with it is when I send them out, I might not get a call that week from them, but they hang on to the letter. And then 3 or 4 or 6 or even 2 years down the road when they're ready to sell again, they're reaching out to me and said, hey, we got this letter. We're interested to see what you say. And so I would say it's not 20 a year that I get, but it's 2 or 3 that certainly pays for the postage because it's not very expensive to do. But it's been a great tool for me to get new listings, which listings are key. Any way that you can get listings for a reasonable cost, I think is a great way to advertise. And I'd be willing to share this letter with any of your listeners. So if any agents out there are curious what the letter looks like, please email me or reach out to me on Instagram.
Yay. There you guys go. You guys already got a nugget and we're not even a few minutes in, right? One of the things that I absolutely love about you is your ability to execute regardless of your circumstances or challenges, because I know you're building an office. And something that you've done really well is growing your network and your team while you're building this office in constructions and in different spots right now that's not quite ready. How are you attracting? Let's talk about talent for a little bit. How are you attracting talent into your world today?
Social media is a big one. I think anytime I was at my previous brokerage for almost 14 years. So anytime a top agent makes a move, I think that people look at that. Where are they going? What are they doing? And my previous brokerage was a great place to start my career, but I simply just outgrew that model. And so when I looked at the real model, it almost seemed too good to be true with how great it is. And so when people are seeing on social media that Real is growing here in the Quad Cities, I think they're saying why and starting to look into it or reaching out to me and just showing them the basics it's such an easy thing just because it's such a great model. So I think mostly social media is where I'm getting the attraction from.
So social media works for making connections certainly. With agents. Yeah.
Yes.
I love that you're building an office. I love that you're leveraging platforms like social media. If you could go back, even like switching over, because switching over is really hard, especially for a top producer like you, to let go of change, 13 years somewhere else, and now brand new company. What advice would you give to somebody, to even yourself, like a top producer, when it comes to their options and even thinking about making a move?
I would say that to really trust in yourself and to be your own brand. I see a lot of agents that are at bigger brokerages and they're shadowed by their big name. But really, we as a realtor, you own your own business. And I don't know that previously I was really thinking of myself that way. I simply was just an agent at X company and selling everything I could. And to really bet on yourself, I think, is the best thing that you can do and grow your own personal brand. And I wish that I would have started that sooner.
Yeah. What advice would you give to somebody that is trying to build their brand?
Figuring out who you want to attract and who you're marketing to. Not to say that you have to only target one audience. I think if you work with a lot of buyers or you're looking to grow more listings, one thing that I do is I listen to a lot of podcasts. Raquel, you were one before I even made the switch. I wanted to learn so much about Real and just immerse myself in what this is. So I was watching every YouTube video, every podcast. And so to any agent that's looking to get better, I would say podcasts, YouTube videos, find top agents on Instagram and follow them and then just copy what they're doing. Not exactly, but make it your own. And I think that's a great way to get ideas on new things that are working.
Yeah. You have built such an amazing community and it's probably no wonder that you're going to build this amazing office in the Quad Cities. And I can't wait if you guys are in the Quad Cities or if you really just want to be part of her world and she's got a network across the country, definitely reach out to Sarah. But how important in your business, even in growing talent, is referrals, testimonials? Or do you guys do anything special for any of that?
Yes. So my previous brokerage, they used Testimonial Tree. And when I left, of course, I didn't get all those reviews that I had on there. And I think I had 100 and something. So very quickly, I realized that I wish that I would have started my Google business page sooner. I had one, but I wasn't really pushing for reviews. So one thing I recently did was I sent a postcard out to my sphere and my clients and said, I am looking for Google reviews. I'm celebrating my 14th year in business. Here are X prizes. So I had a Blackstone, a Solo stove, Stanley cups, just cool things. And I said, if you leave me a review, I'm going to do a drawing and we'll draw for these prizes. I ended up getting 72 five-star reviews on my Google page. And so although I spent maybe $1,000 on these prizes, I think that's easily going to pay for itself with the amount of reviews that I got. So as a newer agent, I would say focusing on reviews is so huge because in the beginning, even if you don't have a ton of clients right away, people might be looking on your Google page and looking at your testimonials and how'd you do for, even if it's your mom that wrote the review, at least you have something on there that shows that you're a credible person.
Yeah, it's proof over promise, especially
exactly.
When it's coming from your clients. Do you guys have a system since you guys are 72 is a lot, right? And that's amazing. Now, is it part of your process?
It is. So I have a few checkpoints through a real estate transaction. And the end, that is one of the last ones. We touch base after closing just to make sure that everything's going smooth, of course. And that's usually when we send the Google review form and ask them to fill it out because it's still so fresh and top of mind from there.
Yeah. Awesome. And what's one habit that you can say as you look back that has contributed to your success?
Consistency. That's the biggest thing. There's so many agents that will have a good idea and start doing it, and then they just don't keep up with it. And so much of our business doesn't happen overnight. It's years and years. And that's what I think what the public doesn't see. Sometimes they think, oh, real estate's so glamorous and these people make so much money, but really it's so hard. And I think consistency is where it's at. Years and years of just doing what works and making sure that you don't fall off doing it when you just get busy, because ultimately June's busy and you're running around like crazy, but are you still sending out the expired letters? Are you still asking for your reviews? So nailing down a system and just a checkbox from start to finish and making sure that everything is complete is the best way that I think that you can grow your business.
Yeah, I'm listening to you and you're definitely consistent, but I want to also mention that how do you do that with all the things that you've got going on? You got toddlers, right? And they can throw you off your schedule. You've got another business that can throw you off your schedule. So like when you do get off your schedule, how do you get back? Or is it like, this is it. I'm doing this. Nothing else ever distracts me.
No. Yep. Everyone has off days. Of course, I have a full-time licensed assistant who is absolutely amazing. Carrie she doesn't sell, but she does all the behind the scenes things. And so if I get in a bind or my three-year-old's sick, Carrie's jumping in to make sure that I'm not having to cancel any appointments. And I very rarely have something like that happen, but a lot of help. I think being a mom can be so humbling. Previously, before children, it was, I could work as much as I want. Do I want to show a house at 8 o'clock? Sure. And now it's just switching to make sure that they and my husband are my priority. It takes a village, and I have a lot of help, thankfully, with my family and Carrie and my husband and babysitters and all those things. So I take things a day at a time and just try not to get too overwhelmed and to not sweat the small stuff.
Yeah. Is there a routine that, let's say it's not your kids, or it's, let's say you've got to make some phone calls and touch base with your clients in your sphere and you just don't feel like it. Is there a routine when you're off track that you just get back on?
Yeah. So if I'm just a little burnout where I just want to be in silence, I will take that time, a couple hours to maybe go to the mall or go to the gym and just clear my head and be in silence. With a one-year-old and a three-year-old, it can be nonstop talking and mommy. And so sometimes you just need a little silence and a little quiet time. And I just try to reset my brain. And it might not even be that day where I want to make the calls again. I might just take that afternoon and the next morning start fresh again.
Yeah. See, I love the realness of the show because I think everything, like you said, we make it all glamorous, but I'm like, okay, Sarah sold 132. She's got a one-year-old and a three-year-old. And imagine that was a year ago. So I think maybe they might've been two and like newborn.
Yes.
And she's opening up an office. She just switched to brokerage. Those are big moves. And sometimes on social, it looks like we all have it together. And you got to give yourself some grace and take those days of clearing your mind. And it's okay as a mom.
It's really okay. Yeah. I think it's good. It's healthy.
Is there a lesson that you wish you would have learned sooner? You've been in the business for 14 years. Is there anything that you wish you would have learned sooner?
Yeah, I think to just not sweat the small stuff. In the beginning, it's so nerve-wracking when you know that this is the biggest investment of most people's lives and you don't want to screw it up. And now that I've seen best and worst case scenario, in 4 years ago, my dad passed away pretty unexpectedly. And so he, of course, has missed every single day. But that was such a big lesson to me of tomorrow's not promised. And I remember sitting in the hospital with my husband, and my dad was in surgery, and the doctor came out and said, "We don't know if he's going to make it tonight." And I looked at Matt, because my dad and I were business partners. And so how quickly your life can just change. So it was a life lesson that he, of course, has missed every day, but how lucky am I to have such a great teacher for 10 years. So just taking things a day at a time and not stressing about things that you can't control.
Oh my gosh, I just got chills as you said that.
Yeah.
What's next for Sarah? What are you most excited about?
Oh gosh, I am so excited to grow Real in the Quad Cities. And it's so exciting to also watch Real grow nationwide and in Canada. When I joined in June, from what's happened since then, it's been just exciting announcement after exciting announcement and watching all these awesome agents and teams switch over. So that is so fun. Growing my office, Buy, Sell, Build QC, we're really excited for that to open in the next 6 weeks or so. So I can't wait to get back to my normal routine of an office life and get all my ducks in a row. So yeah, those are my two biggest goals currently.
Oh my gosh, you have so much knowledge to share. Where can people connect with you?
Instagram, I would say, is the best and easiest way. My handle is Sarah DeWolf Realtor, and I answer all my messages on there. So feel free to shoot me a message. And like I said earlier, I'd be happy to share that expired letter with any of you that are interested.
Yeah, so reach out to her. Say expired in her DM. She'll probably send you it. So definitely reach out to her and connect with her. And we'll also put it in the show notes. And as we wrap up, there's always one question that I ask every single guest is, what does Sarah do to play bigger in business or in life?
I am going to work on getting 1% better every single day in all aspects of life. What systems can I get in place with my real estate business, with my office, with social media? Getting more organized and just figuring out what's working, what's not, and constantly pivoting to grow this business.
Oh my gosh, you're such a rock star. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you finally being on our show.
Yay.
I'm so excited for you to
you.
Share all of your knowledge with everybody that's been listening or watching. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your time. And I can't wait to keep supporting you in playing bigger.
Yay. Yes, thank you for having me. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you for listening to this episode and hanging out with me today. If you're loving The Raquel Show and you've gotten value from it for your business or your life, please don't forget to hit the follow button so you never miss an episode. I'd love to connect with you further, so text me at www.textraquel.com and send me a message. You'll be added to our VIP list for updates and special events we're hosting for our community. I look forward to hanging out with you on the next episode.